How could I rejuvenate my scripture study? I had been home from my mission for only 3 months when I began to struggle with reading the scriptures. I had read the scriptures every day on my mission and promised to continue when I returned home. But as time passed, things just seemed to get in the way. I either had too much homework, was too busy working, or was just too tired. With each excuse, my scripture reading dwindled until I was hardly reading at all. I opened the Book of Mormon one night and planned on reading just a verse. The verse I read reminded me that the scriptures contain the pleasing word of God, yea, the word which healeth the wounded soul. Jacob chapter 2, verse 8. I pondered this verse and realized the negative effect neglecting scripture study was having on me. I felt more stressed at school, more apathetic at church, and more distanced from God. My soul needed the healing word of God found in the scriptures. I knew I needed to reorganize my priorities. I turned to my friends, family, and church leaders to ask for suggestions to rejuvenate my scripture study. I found three things to be helpful. First, I realized that studying the scriptures at night was not effective for me. Studying in the morning allowed me to ponder throughout the day the doctrine and principles I had read that morning. Second, we are taught to read scriptures with our families, but since I was at college and away from my family, I started reading scriptures with roommates and friends. This helped me stay accountable and has sparked great gospel discussions. Third, I started writing down promptings and thoughts I received during scripture study. This helped me focus on what I was reading and helped me better recognize the voice of the Spirit. Once scripture study became a priority in my life again, I found that I had more time and energy to accomplish everything I needed to get done. Most important, I felt a closeness to God again as I read and pondered the scriptures. Now, when I spend time in the scriptures, I feel peace and find healing for my soul. Sarah Keenan, Utah, USA. End of the article. How could I rejuvenate my scripture study? Read by Shauna Thompson.